Thank you, Lord. This is Sunday morning, Father's Day, 6/16/2019. Short teaching here called The Choice Has Always Been Yours. The Lord has always given men a choice. That's why he didn't kick the devil out. He knew what the devil would do, but he has always given men a choice. The choice has always been yours, which master you would choose, which benefits you receive. Okay, we're going to look at Deuteronomy chapter 28, first set of scriptures. Even back when the law was given, man had a choice. This is a lengthy chapter, but I'm going to read it. It says in verse 1, if you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all his commandments which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you heed the voice of the Lord your God. How do we heed God? How do we heed God? His word. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. This is from heeding his word. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your beast, the increase of your cattle, the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading trough. Blessed shall you be when you come in. Blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies to rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come against you out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. I love that. I just would love to see that. They come against you one way, but they're going to flee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you and your storehouse and all that you undertake. He will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Do we see why the devil fights the word so bad? He comes to steal the word. The Lord will establish you as a people holy to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that you're called by the name and in the presence of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity through the fruit of your body, of your livestock, and of your ground. In the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you, the Lord shall open to you his good treasury, the heavens to give the rain of your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hands. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. The Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above only, and shall not be beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, that and are watchful to do them, and you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command you this day, then all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, cursed shall you be in the field, cursed shall be the basket and your kneading trough. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body, of your land, and of the increase of your cattle, and of your sheep. Cursed shall you be when you come in. Cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall send you curses, confusion, and rebuke in every enterprise to which you set your hand until you are destroyed, perishing quickly because of the evil of your doings by which you have forsaken me. The Lord will make the pestilence cling to you until he has consumed you from the land into which you go to possess. The Lord will smite you with consumption, with fever and inflammation, fiery heat, sword and drought, blasting and mildew. They shall pursue you until you perish. The heavens over your head shall be brass, and the earth under you shall be iron. Most of the world, we see this plight. The Lord shall make the rain on your land powdered soil and dust. From the heavens it shall come down upon you until you are destroyed. The Lord shall cause you to be struck down before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. And you shall be tossed to and fro and be a terror among all the kingdoms of the earth. And your dead body shall be food for all the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth. And there shall be no one to frighten them. The Lord will smite you with the boils of Egypt. You notice here there's more curses. The Lord will smite you with the boils of Egypt and the tumors, the scurvy and the itch from which you cannot be healed. The Lord will smite you with madness and blindness and dismay of heart, and you shall grope at noonday as the blind grope in darkness. You shall not prosper in your ways. And you shall be only oppressed and robbed continually, and there shall be no one to save you. You shall betroth a wife, but another man shall lie with her. You shall build a house, but not live in it. You shall plant a vineyard, but not gather its grapes. The thief is at work. Your ox shall be slain before your eyes. You shall not eat of it. Your donkey shall be violently taken away before your face and not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies. You shall have no one to help you. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people. Your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day, and there shall be no power in your hands to prevent it. A nation which you have not known shall eat up the fruit of your land and all your labors, and you shall be only oppressed and crushed continually. Now we know, if we have any lack in our lives, anything that's not going according to the blessing, we know why. Those are areas that we have succumbed to the other master, that we have not listened to his word, we may find ourselves in. So that you shall be driven mad by the sights which you shall see, the Lord will smite you on the knees and on the legs with a sore boil that cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. The Lord shall bring you and your king whom you have set over you to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known, and there you shall serve other gods of wood and stone. We just about saw this happen in our nation. You shall become an amazement, a proverb, and a byword among all the peoples to which the Lord will lead you. You shall carry much seed out into the field and shall gather little in, for the locust shall consume it. I can't read anymore, I'm telling you. This is a bummer. But God gave the Israelites a choice. Either they would follow God's word or they wouldn't. If they wouldn't, they were under the other master. And we see it in the world today. People are running to and fro looking for help in all kinds of ways. But God's word is the answer to that. Okay, Galatians 3:13 says, y'all know what it says, but we're going to turn there anyway. In the new covenant, Christ purchased our freedom from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. So all these curses that I couldn't even finish reading, there's so many of them. It says, he became that curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. To the end that through Christ Jesus, the blessing to Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, which are us, so that we through faith might receive the promise of the Spirit. Okay? We can choose life or death. Romans 8:2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. It's a curse. Okay, symptoms are a lie. They are not real. You have the choice to ignore it or receive it, and it becomes real. Now, this isn't just totally turning away from the Word of God. This is also when we're doing warfare, if we succumb. Doesn't Galatians say we're going to reap? God's not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap. Period. So if we sow to the flesh, what do we reap? Corruption. Sow to the Spirit, life, okay? There are impossibilities. Let me read that again, the first one again. Symptoms are a lie. They are not real. You have the choice to ignore it or receive it. And when you receive it, it becomes real. It becomes a reality. They are impossibilities that can become possibilities. That's what symptoms are. They're possibilities. In other words, it's an opportunity to receive sickness or to reject it. They are impossibilities because Jesus already took it. That can become possibilities depending on the choice you make. It is not possible to be sick. 1 Peter 2:24 says Jesus took it. So if he took it, there's not any more. You have to make new ones. And how Satan can't use faith. He was kicked out of heaven because he wanted to be like God, act like God. He wanted to usurp God because God was a faith God. But if we want to, he knows that if he can trick us into saying the wrong thing, thinking and saying the wrong thing, then he can make that a reality in our life. They are impossibilities that can become possibilities depending on the choice you make. It's not possible to be sick. Pain is a thought, not a reality. Isaiah 53 says he took our pains and our griefs. Break the curse by enforcing the blessing by speaking. Jesus said in Mark 11:22, speak to your mountain. And if you believe the words that you say, then you can have whatever you say. Like father, like sons. And God said, let there be light. There was light. Okay, got it? All right, that's it. Sharp and sweet.